You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hi, it's Monday 19th of January. Welcome to the show where we catch up on the latest house music news. Some exciting stuff happened this week, so here we go. Moby is set to DJ at Barack Obama's inauguration party next Monday. The 43-year-old responsible for the album Play that sold over 10 million copies will be joined by hip-hop and urban artists De La Soul and Santa Gold. Unfortunately, the party is strictly invite-only, but you can catch him play at the 9:30 Club the night before on the Sunday evening. This coming Wednesday, the new redesigned Beatport store is set to launch. Now in its fourth reincarnation, the store is offering improved content filters, embedded MP3 artwork, enhanced preview quality and custom RSS feeds, so you can keep an eye on your favourite artists or labels at all times. Also big news is the hold bin. That's going to allow you to store all your potential buys before you actually commit to buying them. First launched exactly 5 years ago in January 2004, Beatport is now the largest electronic music seller on the web. Right, it's time to clear up an issue that's on a lot of people's minds at the moment, and that's the news of the British government planning to impose a 70 decibel limit at live music venues. That would mean almost every club around the country having to turn their volume down. A petition has already been signed by almost 53,000 people on the official Downing Street website. Well, it's actually not true, and there's no need to worry whatsoever. What happened was a musician set up the petition early last year after hearing rumours that the noise limiting law was going to be introduced. Of course, word spread, and a year later it's in the news. However, the legislation never made it to government and therefore isn't really a problem. The musician who set up the petition released a statement on his website saying, and I quote, "It may appear that I jumped without thinking when I made the Downing Street petition. However, by doing this quickly and promptly, it allowed people to voice their opinion good and early. Very often it is too late by the time our voice gets heard and the damage has been done." Wise words there. Now, one of the most anticipated music production releases this year is almost upon us. Ableton have finally announced details of their upcoming Live 8 and Suite 8 sequencing software. Ableton's widely used by DJs to mix live sets and to produce their tracks. Version 8 includes a whole range of new features from improved stability to new instruments and effects. One of the most talked about additions is the new Groove Engine that's compatible with both MIDI and audio. This means a swing or shuffle can be added to any element of recorded production, hopefully leading to more interesting tunes on the dance floor. Now it varies per package, but prices will start from around £300 and you should be able to get your hands on it early this summer. One of London's most popular clubs, The End, is shutting its doors for the final time on Saturday. After 13 years of celebrating all that is dance music, the club owners have finally decided to call it a day. They say it wasn't a purely financial decision, but that they wanted to end on a high as well as being a great chance to start new beginnings in their own lives. As a result, The End will be hosting one last party that's being advertised as going on and on and on. On the lineup, they've got Laurent Garnier, Leo and Bushwhacker, Mr. C, Errol Alkern, and many, many more, of course. Surprisingly, they're not selling pre-sale tickets, but instead you can buy them on the door for £40, and that will include an after-party next door at Joint Club AKA. Large queues are anticipated, however there's no need to worry too much, as the club has been granted permission to close the entire street and put up a huge marquee hosting a silent disco. Doors open at 8 p.m. But, as with everything, voids are filled. A new club night is on its way to London, but it's not just any night. It's called Retrosonics, and it's dedicated to the old-school house movement. Run by DJ Kid Fiesta, aka Frank Gooding, the night already has the likes of Liquid, Alternate, FPI Project, and 808 State lined up for upcoming events. Gooding states, and I quote, "I want to get back to the real roots of house music, to a time where the genres were still blurred and you could dance to music which drew on acid, piano, reggae and dub." The night launches Saturday 31st over at the Rhythm Factory, London. You can grab tickets for £8. If you're listening from the Big Apple, then you're in for a treat. The world's largest independent record label and dance music brand, Ministry of Sound, is coming to the States and is hosting a regular club night at Mansion, New York. The new residency begins Friday 30th, and its opening lineup includes Starkillers, David Vendetta, Andy Caldwell, and Catherine Ellis of Freemasons. The night heralds the first step the brand is taking to conquer America, with more events lined up for Miami and beyond. Of course, entry is over 21s only, and pre-sale tickets are currently $25. So now you're up to date with the week's house music news, and remember you can subscribe to this podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Have a fantastic week. Until next time.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.